Okay, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Tes. Elihu is speaking. He is first, before he responds to Eliyahu, he first criticizes Eliyahu's three friends, Eliphaz, Tzofar, and Bildad. And he says that I had a response prepared from the very first moment that Eliyahu complained. And the only reason why I delayed my response until now is because I was expecting the three friends of Eliyahu to give a proper response. And the reason why I expect them to do so is because they are what he calls Yeshishim. Yeshishim is a term which means they are very old. They have life experience. And I expected that life experience would bring with it chokhmah, deep chokhmah that would provide for Eliyahu, that would be used to provide for Eliyahu a proper answer, proper explanation as to why he suffers. But Eliyahu says, I realize I was mistaken. I realize that these yeshishim are not wise. They lack basic intelligence. And therefore, I have no choice but to speak up and to provide my own solution to the problem. The pasuk that says, Lo rabim yechamu, he's continuing to take note of this phenomenon, that old age does not mean one is wise. Lo rabim yechamu. The masses are not wise. Just because many people believe in a certain philosophy does not mean that it is wise. The multitudes, the masses are, I'm not going to say it. Just because, is that what you were thinking?
Yeah.
Right, that's what you're thinking, Michal. Okay. And zikenim, the word lo has to be repeated a second time in this pasuk. Lo zikenim yavinu mishpat. The zikenim do not understand justice. Let's take a look at the pasuk test in the Mitzudos. Lo rabim, lo yimsu boilim chacham rabim. You're not going to find in the world chachamim rabim, many wise men. Ki rabim heimu asher shaktim. There are many people who attempt, who are diligent. The iyun hachochma, who are diligent in analyzing and delving into wisdom, v'shtadlus hachakira, and investigating the mysteries of the world, ki ein hadavar toh, but the truth is, it doesn't make a difference. It's not going to make a difference, ki ein hadavar toh lekim beruach hasichli, the truth is, wisdom does not depend on, only depends on ruach hasichli, on the spiritual matter. Ruach hasichli means the spirit of the seichel, u'ma'at heim asher konu, so there are very few people that are merit to this thing called the ruach, what he calls the ruach and the neshama, which is the source of true seichel, true deep understanding. Uzikenim, Mitzudas explains, we have to repeat the word lo. Milas lo mishameshes bishnayim. It's repeated twice. Loimar, pasuk means to say, lo zikenim yavinu mishpat. The zikenim do not understand mishpat.
Why in the first
mishpat hachachma? What?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let me just repeat the finish the sentence. Lo is going on. Lo zekein avinu yavinu mishpat hachochma. They do not understand the mishpat hachochma. Imki yarichu yimei heshtadlusam. Despite the fact that they have spent many days attempting to understand, to delve into wisdom, v'hashkodas chakirosam, and the diligence of their investigations doesn't mean anything. Old age and attempt and toil and effort and chokhmah does not necessarily bear results. The results only come if a person has what's called the ruach and the neshama, which are spiritual components of a person's mind, and that is what will give a person true chokhmah, true understanding in the way the world works. And just because a person is old does not mean that he is spiritual. Therefore, Tzofar feels he has the courage to speak up in the presence of these elders and to explain why Eliyahu is suffering. Let's go to Rashi. Rashi pasuk test. There is no Rashi. Let's go to pasuk yud. L'chein, therefore, Amarti, I said, Shimo, therefore, I said, Amarti, Shimoli, listen to me. Achave dei afoni, I also will express my opinion. Achave means to express. Dei means my opinion. Afoni, also me. Mitzudos, pasig, l'chein, therefore, hoil sense. V'achach matului b'ruch adam, depends upon the spirit of a person. L'chein, Amarti, liyov, I said to Yoiv, Shimoli, listen to me. Agid da'ati afani. Even though I'm a young man, relative to these people and your friends, maybe my ruach has been prepared. Maybe my neshama is more fitting, is more proper than the neshamos of these older people, that your friends, and that's why I will be able to succeed in providing you with the proper explanation. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hein Hichalti L'Divreichem, he apologizes. I'm not being disrespectful by speaking up in the presence of these elders. I waited very patiently. Hichalti means I've waited. L'Divreichem, to your words. He's now addressing the three friends. I've listened very carefully, waited to hear your words. Ozin ad tivuno sechem. I paid close attention. Ozin means lashon of ozin, a heat and ear. I paid close attention ad until tivuno sechem, until you would present words of understanding. I listened. You have to repeat the word ozin a second time. Ozin means I listened ad tachkerun milin, until you were searching for words. You repeated yourself so many times that you ran out of words to express your thought, meaning you have not, until you have nothing more to say. Pasuk Yud Aleph in the Mitzudos. Hey Nechalti, Hinei Kvar Shamarti Darkei Hamusar. I'm not being disrespectful by speaking up. I was respectful. I guarded the ways of Musa, the ways of the ways of the ethical ways. Ki Hechalti, I waited ad Eshma Divreichem, until I listened carefully to all of your words. For Yisi Mazin Amorim, I paid close attention. I hearkened to your words. Ad Heitamu Divrei Tivu No Sechem, until your words of understanding came to an end. Ad, then the last part of the pasuk, Ad Tachun Milin, is a further expression. I listened Ad Tashlimu Lachkar Amorim, until you finished investigating your words. What does that mean? Vehu Kafal Inyan B'Mila Shana, same exact meaning. He's repeating himself multiple ways. He just explained that I listened very carefully. He has three different expressions. Three expressions pasuk. I waited L'Divrei Chem. Number one, number two, ozin ativuno sechem, and number three, atachkerun milin, until you investigated the matter with your words. Or I saw another interpretation, it means until you search for words. Rav Schwab translates these words not like the Mitzudos, and the Mitzudos learns atachkerun, until you investigated the matter of why Eov is suffering, milin, with words. That's seemingly how the Mitzudos translates those words. Rav Schwab, he has a different approach. He says atachkerun milin, until you were searching for words. You used up your vocabulary.
You ran out of words
to express exactly. Almost you completely exhausted your means of expressing the reason why Eov is suffering in your opinion. Pasuk Yud Beis, he goes on to say, Ve'odeichem. Okay, this word appears in this week's parasha. Right, say it again. Hazina
Odai Benot Sibor.
Odai Benot Sibor. Listen to me. Odai means to me. Benot Sibor. So the word Odechem here means not to me, but it means to you. Listen, the Odechem, it's as almost if we changed the Dalit for the Lamed. Olechem. To you, like if we would say the Olechem Esbonon, concerning you or towards you, I paid close attention. I investigated. I exerted myself. To you, I paid close attention. And guess what? After everything is said and done, Vihine Ein Li'iyov Moichiach, you have failed. There has not been anyone that has clarified the matter to Eiv. Moichiach in this context means a clarification. Normally, Moichiach means a person who gives Musar, rebuke. But that's not what it means here. Here it means to clarify. One Amor of Mikem. We have to repeat the words. Ein. Ein, there is no one here that is Oneh, that is answering Amorov, his words. responding. Amarav refers to the words of Eoif, his words of complaint. Onim is means to respond. There is no one here, Mikem, from you. You, my three friends, you, the three friends of Eoif, from among you, none of you have succeeded in Oneh, in responding to Amarav, to the words of Eoif. So you take the word Ein in the middle of the Pasuk, and you repeat it a second time, and you read the words backwards. Ein, Mikem, Oneh, Amarav. That's how you have to read the words. See, it says every pasuk is a mystery. You have to take the pasuk and rearrange the words in order to make sense of the pasuk, and here even add another word a second time. Pasuk Yidbeis in the Mitzudos David. Pasuk Yidbeis ve odeichem. Odai tzipar, right? This week's parashah. When you come to the parashah Kriyas Torah, you'll remember the pasuk over here. What does it mean, the odeichem? It means the el divreichem, towards your words. Hayisi, like aleichem, upon you, towards your words. Hayisi misbeinein, I paid close attention. I tried very carefully to understand, to decipher. I lost a lot of sleep. I burnt the midnight oil to listen to decipher your words of wisdom, to make see if they truly make sense, to explain what Eoif suffers. Vihine, and my conclusion is, you have failed. Ein mi bokem mevarer amorim, you get an F. None of you have clarified amorim li Eoif, period. And then he repeats himself again. Ein echad mikem one amorim ruim lo. No one among you has responded words which are fit for him. What he means to say is, hine lo shamati zulasi kol amorim. I've heard words, but the words are nonsense. Avol ein bohem mamash. I've listened, I've heard words. A lot of air has come out of your mouth, but ein bohem mamash. Now, by the way, see, I translated the pasuk. I'm brainwashed by Rav Schwab, because I prepare Rav Schwab. That's the last thing I do after I read the Mitzudos. I read Rav Schwab, and it seems that the Mitzudos is translating the word Amarav in reference to the words of the friends. One Amarav Mikem. Amarav means your words. The words of the three friends have not been successful in responding to Eoif. It's the same idea. Repeat the word Ein a second time. Ein Amarav. Your words, the words of the friends, have been unsuccessful in Oneh, in responding to Eoif. Rav Schwab, if I'm not mistaken, learns Amarav means the words of Eoif. Ein Mikem. None of you, as Onez, answering Amarav, the words of Eoif. It's the same idea, but just exactly who the Amarav refers to.
That you were unsuccessful in convincing him that he's a Russian.
In convincing him that he has sinned, yeah. I mean, that was their thesis. Or if that's wrong, if that approach is incorrect, because Eoif is right that he's not a Rasha, then you should have come up with another approach to explain why a tzaddik suffers in this world. Like I'm going to do. Elihu is going to provide the ultimate solution. And the problem is, when we're going to read Eoif's solution, starting in the next parak, it's not going to seem any different than what the three friends said. So Rav Schwab, he makes this point, and he says, being that Eoif did not respond, and being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not criticize Elihu, and it seems that buried deep down in the words of Elihu is a proper response. It's just that we don't really know how to decipher the deeper meaning of the words of Elihu, but at least this is his introduction. Okay, let's take a look at Pasuk Yudbeis in Rashi. Rashi, ve'odeichem es bonon, towards your words, towards you, I have paid close attention. Hisboinanti bochem, I have analyzed your words. Very easy, and I have come to the conclusion, ki ein meichiach li'Eoif, it is incorrect, it is not a proper response to Eoif. Okay, pasuk yud gimel. Pen tomru motzanu chochma. How dare you say we have found chochma? Kel yitfenu. Hashem will push you away because lo ish. Hashem is not a man. Now we'll see them in this, but the basic gist is, how dare you respond with words which are not 100% correct. If you were responding to a human being, if you were dealing with a human being, then you can manipulate a person. A person is weak. A person can be fooled. A person can be manipulated. And then you can say something which is 99% correct. But when you're dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you're trying to explain HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is perfect, Hatzur, Tamim Pa'olo, Hashem is not a person. And therefore you can't push aside, you can't crush. The word Yidfenu normally means to push. Hadafa means to push to the side. But in this context, the Mitzudos Tzion, Pasuk Yud Gimel says, In Kisisha means to crush. It means to destroy. Mudechia, Dechia means to push. Kamo Olanidof, a leaf that has been blown in the wind. That has been, what's a good word? A leaf that has been beaded. It's more than withered. It's been beaded. Weather beaten. So Yitfenu. So therefore, Kel Yitfenu. It's a question mark. Are you going to try to crush, to Kaviyachol, to destroy Hakadosh Baruch Hu's MS, to beat up Hakadosh Baruch Hu by making a mockery of Hakadosh Baruch Hu and saying things that are not true? In other words, trying to tell Eev that indeed, Eev, you are a Rasha, you have done things that are wrong. Lo ish, Hashem is not a human being. You have no right to do something. You have no right to say things that are not 100% correct. Let's look at Yud Gimel Mitzvos. The long Mitzvos explains in much more detail. It's a complicated pasuk. What? No, he's criticizing the friends. Eliyahu is telling the friends that your answer is not accurate. And being that we're dealing with the matter that relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that has brought suffering upon Eiv, so you're trying to explain why Hashem has done this, and what you're saying is false. You're playing with fire, because you don't ascribe false beliefs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person goes before a court, right? Let's say a person goes, yeah, you have a person, he's accused of committing a crime. He gets a speeding ticket. So, and they're going to suspend his license. So you go before a judge, and you have a good lawyer. And the guy is sitting there, the defendant is sitting in court, and the lawyer is giving this eloquent drasha of what exactly his client, the defendant, was thinking when he was going over the speed limit, and the client, the defendant, said, "I never in my life had such thoughts, such idea." But if it works, if this is a good defense, and it's gonna get me off the hook, then okay, so I'll accept it. He'll tell the judge that it was clear in the car, and he didn't see the speedometer that I was going. What are you talking about? This is total nonsense. But if the judge goes for it, okay, I'm very happy as long as they drop the charges. Isn't that the way we all live? We all live a thing? That may, even if it's partially true, let's say there's a small degree of truth, so if the lawyer will just build up the case and elaborate and exaggerate, so kol hakavod. If this is what will get me off the hook, I'm willing to go with it. But you can't do that when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There may be some truth in what you're saying. Tzofar, Eliphaz, Bildad, in accusing Eve, that maybe Eve did really do it. There may be some mashu of truth. But still, you're not dealing with a human being. You're dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to be 100% accurate and on the mark. Let's take a look at Pasuk Yigimel Mitzvot David. Pasuk Yigimel, Pen Toimu. Pen tachshuvu loymar. Maybe you will make a mistake. You will think to say, "Hinei motzanu teshuva muskeles umuchkemes." Loymar sheyesh biyodei oven. Maybe you, the three friends of Eiv, Eliphaz, Bildad, Tzofar, you've come to the conclusion. You come with a response, a tshuva that's muskeles umuchkemes. It's brilliant. It's wise and brilliant. What was your brilliant response to say? Loymar lo, to suggest sheyesh biyodei oven. Rav, that indeed Eiv is a sinner. Eiv has committed crimes. He has kind of harbored evil thoughts against HaKadosh Baruch Hu deep down in his mind. Achar, and that was the only possible explanation. Achar, Shakel Hoya Be'ochra, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his enemy. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behaving as an enemy to Eiv by bringing upon Eiv an intense degree of suffering, the only explanation is that Eiv is a sinner. So the answer is, he says, no, that's not, you can't do that. V'hu yitfenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'hu yitfenu The lo ish kamoni. Okay, I'm already losing, lost. V'hu yitfenu. I'm not sure what this means. Anyone have any suggestions? Anyone want to help me? Umuchemes lema l'sheyesh b'yodei oven rav. Achash rakel hu be'ochrav. Hashem is his enemy. V'hu yitfenu. And Hashem is crushing him. Seemingly the word of hu yitfenu means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crushing him. Period. V'lo ish kamoni. And Hashem is... No, let's continue with that thought. V'hu yitfenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yitfenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is... Here's yitfenu. V'lo ish kamoni. Hashem is not a human being. And therefore, this v'lo choshed kutsha bruchu, the ovid dina below dina. It's not possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would do something that's unjust. Now he explains, ko'oimer, what does he mean to say? Let's just read up and then we'll come back and explain. Ko'oimer, hine be'emes loy b'chochma. So now he's coming, it's a rhetorical statement. It's a rhetorical statement. Kel yitfenu loy ish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crushing him. Yitfenu means is destroying Eov because Eov is a sinner. Loish, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a human being, and it must be. I think what the Mitzudas means to say is that the facts are, if Eov is suffering, it must be.
That's the inference that
Eov is a sinner.
Argued all along.
That since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not an ish, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always right, is always correct, it must be that Eov is a sinner, and Eov deserves to suffer. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not make any mistakes, Hashem is lo-ish. And therefore, kel yitfenu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys him, brings upon Eov suffering, it must be correct. And this, in essence, is the chokhma that you've presented to Eiv. Now let's explain.
It's not any different than the reference we made.
Right. No, he's repeating. Right. He is just reiterating. He's summarizing in one pasuk their thesis. He's summarizing 31 parakim. That is what Elihu is doing. He's saying, "What is your thesis? Hashem is perfect. Hatsur tamim paolo ki chol derachav mishpat. Therefore, Hashem is not an ish. And therefore, if Hashem is perfect and Hashem is bringing suffering upon a human being, it must be the human being is corrupt. It must be he is a sinner and deserves to suffer. This, in essence, is the chokhmah that you have presented to Eiv." Now he explains, ko'imer. Now what does he mean to say in the big picture of things in this pasuk? He's mocking, Elihu is mocking the three friends. Hine, the MS, whatever he says here in this pasuk, he really means to say, express that it's just the opposite. Loi b'chochma dibartem. What you have spoken is not with wisdom. Ki ein zeh teshuva horu uyolo. This is not a proper response. Lahashtek hamoyas levavo, to silence the stirrings of his heart. Hoyle, since he knows Eov doesn't go for this, because Eov is 100% convinced that he did not do an avera. For who yodea be'atzmo she'ein biyodo avon rav, he has not done any great sin. V'hine, now here the Mitzudas apologizes and he says this pasuk. I've read a lot into the pasuk, which will repeat again the deeper meaning. V'hine kotzar bedover hamuvan me'elov. It's self-understood. The pasuk is written very in a short, cryptic way, but when we read the words of the pasuk, we get a sense of the short pasuk is short, bedavar, regarding a matter which is self-understood. So in essence, the way that Mitzvah is translating the pasuk is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is low, we have to really read it backwards, which makes it a little bit easier to say. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is your thesis? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is low-ish. He's not a human being. He is God, and he's perfect. And if he is bringing suffering upon a person, it must be that Hashem is just. Kel yitfenu. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just. You have to add the words that he's righteous. He's just in when HaKadosh Baruch Hu kel yitfenu crushes a person, brings upon a person suffering, because the person is guilty. This is the chokhmah. This is the wisdom that the friends have presented Eiv. But the truth is, this is ridiculous. This is nonsense. Because it's not true. Eov has not done an Avera. I, Elihu, I'm siding with Eov. Eov claims he did not do an Avera and he does not deserve it. That's right. And therefore, Pentomru, how dare you say such a thing, that Matsanu Chachma, that we have found the wisdom which explains why Eov is suffering. I disagree with you. How dare you say that? Eov is right. Eov did not do an Avera. But yet, you also are right that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect, Hatsur Tam and Polo, so what's the answer? That's the problem. That exactly is the problem of Sefer Eov. But your approach is wrong. Your approach is incorrect. Okay, so that's how we're going to translate this pasuk. Let's take a look at pasuk Yud Gimel in the Rashi. Rashi says, "Pen yoimud motzanu chachma bishti kosenu shloi lahaknita od." You're going to say the fact that you, the three friends, are silent. You rest your case. The three friends are silent. They're resting their case because they believe that they indeed have found chachma. We maintain our position that Eov is a rasha. Eov has done Nadera. And the way they indicate that they maintain that position is by no longer responding, resting their case. Bishti koisenu, through our silence, shaloi lahaknita od, we refuse to provoke Eov anymore, they maintain this position, ki kel yitfenu v'loish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crushing him, Hashem is not a man, lo hoya lochem lemaid kavod hamokom bekach. Rashi seems to be saying, okay, I'm not sure what Rashi means, lo hoya lochem lemaid kavod hamokom bekach. It's not proper to be memayet, to diminish the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying such a thing.
No, by
saying he's unjust.
No, by keeping quiet. He's talking to the
three
by keeping quiet, that's not the right thing to do.
It's a lack of honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
The fact that you can't give him a proper answer.
All right, okay, but it doesn't really explain. Okay, fine. So we'll leave it with that. All right. So this is okay. This is the basic essence of the lowish refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kel Yitzvenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crushing him, and this is not a proper response. And Pentomru, so seemingly Rashi is saying it's not the right thing to do. Pentomru, this is inadequate. This approach, this response is inadequate. How dare you say Matsanu Chachma? We found the solution by putting the guilt upon Eov and putting the righteousness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it's not true. Eov indeed did not do an Avera, and people are signing with Eov, and you're not doing Eov justice. Okay, Pasuk Yudalad. V'loi Orach Elai Milin. Now, here is where really he begins to give us some insight into what he's about to say. Pasuk Yudalad. He says that I'm going to give an answer. He's making a prediction. He's making a very bold statement. Pasuk Gedalet. Elihu says, "I am going to give a solution to which I am certain Eov will not be able to respond." The low here, it's really in the future tense. Even after I give my response, the low orach elai milin. He will not be able to arrange. Orach means to arrange against me. Milan words to refute what I am about to say.
You won't be able to set up a defense.
And like your words, he will not respond to me. When you spoke to Eov, you told Eov that Eov is a sinner, he was able to respond. How was he able to respond? I'm not a sinner. The response that I'm going to give, he's not going to be able to give the same rebuttal. Lo ashivenu, he will not be able to respond the same way because my response, I'm going to begin in the next paragraph, is airtight. It is perfect. Pasuk Yudal in the Mitzudos.
You can say Arach is a lawyer.
To arrange, right? He's not going to respond. Arach means
to. He won't have a legal defense.
He won't have a defense. And there was no. My response will be so. My reply to him, to Eve, will be so brilliant, he's not going to be able to answer me back. Arach means to arrange. Look at the Mitzvah the scene. Arach means to me, say there.
So, okay.
It's a lawyer. It's modern Hebrew. Okay. You can't bring a rabbi from modern Hebrew. Okay. But it means that he's not going to be able to reply. Pasuk Gedal Mitzvah's lawyer, Achalai Koimer. He means to say, Im Kol Zeh. Lo yachshev Eov shadin imodo. Eov will not think that the din is with him. Ki kol ha'taynas asher arach lemul divreichem, all of the words that he has arranged to respond to your words, misipur yosher darko, in describing the fact that he is innocent, the kishroin hanhagoso, and the correctness of his deeds, hinei kol eile loy arach elai. He will not be able to arrange a response to me as he has done to you. Ratzalama, what does he need to say here? Ein ma bohem litchos amori. There's not going to be anything to push away the words that I will present. I'm not going to tell Eov what you said to him. To tell Eov the reason why you suffer is because you're a sinner. I'm not going to do that. Because if I would tell Eov, like you, that the reason why you suffer is because you are a Rasha, he will respond to me like he responded to you. I'm not a Rasha. I have not done anything wrong. He will be able to push me away. Hey, Pasuk Yudal in Rashi. Rashi says, Loi orach elai milin, kabola hi. He's going to accept it. O shaloi orach elai milin. Or he will not arrange against me words. Okay, I'm not sure what this means. Kabbalah loy orach elai milin kabbalah hi. This is it's accepted. I don't know. Uvamoreichem loy ashivenu loy boisin amorim sheshivoisem lo hayisi moshivo. The words that he used to respond to you. The words that he used to respond to you, he's not going to be able to respond to me. Because what I'm going to give him is going to be solid. Okay, let's go a little bit further. Let's see, maybe we'll come clear, we'll go a little bit further. Pasuk Tezvav, Chatu loy anu, od, he will be broken. Chatu means his arguments will be broken. Lo anu od, he will no longer be able to respond. Hetiku mehamilin, words will be uplifted, will be removed. Arguments will be plucked out of his mouth. Anything that he can possibly say in response to my explanation will be netak. Netak means to be uprooted from him. Words we rub with him. Pasuk tezvav in the Mitzudos David. Chatu ba'avur sichlus hatshuva, due to the brilliance of my answer. Eli was very confident. Nishmeru, he will be broken. What do you mean he'll be broken? Ki iov sosar divrehem. He's referring to the friends. According to the Mitzvah, he's referring to the friends. He's saying that would Eov destroyed you. Okay, I'm sorry. Eov has destroyed your arguments. Chatu lo onu od. Eov, by telling you that. He has not done an avera. He has chatu, broken your arguments, lo onuod, and you, the three friends, no longer have what to say. Hetiku mehem, it's been uplifted mehem from the three friends, zemilin. In other words, just going to describe the frustration that Eov has won. Basically, Elihu is describing that in these debates between the three friends and Eov, who has won the debate? Eov has won the debate. Eov has won the debate by declaring that he is a tzaddik, he has not done anything wrong. And by doing so, he has chatu, he has broken the argument of the three friends, lo anuot, and the three friends have nothing more to say, hatiku mihamilin, and words have been uplifted from them. One more time, the mitzudos, ba'av sichlus means the foolishness, ba'avur sichlus hatashuva, due to the foolishness of the response of the three friends, nishburu, the three friends have been crushed. Ki Eov sosa divrayim, Eov has contradicted their words, v'leimotsu od ma'aneh, the three friends have no longer have found a response, the sadu hadavadim p.m. the words have been removed from their mouth, v'lo yidabru od, and they have nothing more what to say. Now, pasik tes vav in the Rashi, hetiku just means sadu mehamilin, the words have been removed from them. Pasik tes zai, now he begins, and with the list a little bit to begin, v'hechalti I, yehu, have waited patiently, kilo yidaberu, ki omdu v'loy anu od. They have waited until the point where they have nothing more to say. They have ki omdu, they have stopped, they've stood in their tracks. Lo anu all, they have nothing more to say. Let's see over here, Mitzudas Pasuk Tezayin V'Hechalti Ko'imer. This means to say, Hinei. Mitchila, this really goes back to the thing that we had in the beginning of the parak. Mitchila Hechalti, in the beginning, when as soon as Ia began to complain, I was silent and I waited. Ki Choshavti, I thought, Shehemo Yoshivu Behaskel. I believed that the three friends would respond with wisdom. V'af, Be'ro'osti Ki Loi Matzu Chochma. And even when I saw that they got stuck, they were stumped, and they could not come up with a proper solution. Hechalti od. I figured, let me wait. Let me not abandon this debate. Let me still keep quiet. Ad, maybe they still will come up with a proper response. Ad, but I only can wait that long until ki lo yidaberu klal. Until the point came where the friends have absolutely nothing more to say. Ki shasku, they've come to a point of silence. Vlo anu klal, and they have nothing more to say. V'tamu devreya mikol v'kol, and that's why now my time has come. I have no choice but to speak up. So again, the pasuk here means one more time. Pasuk tezayin v'chalti. I waited patiently. Ki lo yidaberu. I waited until they had nothing more to say, even though they were stumped. I still waited, because I figured maybe they would rethink their response, then they would come up with a second approach. But no, ki amdu, they stood in their tracks, they stood still with nothing to respond, lo anu od, and therefore Pasuk Yitzai now says, I have no choice but now, ane afani chelki, I have no choice but to speak up, I will answer my portion, achaveh, my piece, achaveh, I will express dei, my opinion, af ani. Pasuk Yitzayin in the Mitzudos, e'ene ata now, e'ene af ani chalki, kefi achilik sha'anu heim, just like they responded, v'af ani agadati, just like they had a chance to give an opinion, I'm also going to give an opinion. Pasuk Yitches, ki milei si milen, my words are filled. In other words, I can't hold it in anymore. Hetzikasni ruach bitni. I am in pain. The word hetzikasni means like a pressure cooker. In the Mitzudos scene, it says inyan tsar v'dochok. Kiloi motzuk tachtecha. You are confined. You can't confine yourself in this location anymore. I feel that the words are bursting through my body, my mind. I can no longer. I have to spit out and give some different examples. I'm filled. My mind is filled with words. Hetzikasni ruach bitni. It is suppressed. The spirit of my stomach, my inside, is suppressed. Is pressurized to the point where it has to burst forth. Narrow straits. The Malach, the Asom, stood in a place that's narrow. There's no room to move, not to the right, not to the left. So here also, Hitzikasni, I am confined and I'm going to burst forth. Pasuk Yitches, Nimitzudos. Okay. Pasuk Yitches. Let's take a look at Pasuk Yitches. Ki Milesi Milim, I am filled. Milesi means I'm filled with words. Rotzoloimar, this is an expression. It's not to be taken literally. E efsherli lehisapak, I can no longer hold myself back. Ki ani mole min amorim, I am filled with words, with ideas. The avir chalal bitni, the ear, in the hollow portion of my beten, of my womb, of my stomach. The chuk of itzara, it is pressed, it is narrow. There's not enough space inside my body to contain the abundance of words that are there that need to be released. This is nothing more than an expression. Okay, now in the next pasuk, let's read the next pasuk. We'll read Rashi in a moment. Next pasuk Yates, he goes on to say, gives an example. If you want to give an example, it's like water, it's like wine in a flask that is sealed, and he gives it what kind of flask? Ovos chadoshim yibokea, a new flask of ovos. Ovos is a very large container. It's a certain type of container which is brand new. And when the wine, if you put fresh wine, grape juice, into a container, an earthenware container, and you seal it, and then it begins to ferment, the fermentation process causes it to give off air, to expand, and that air needs to be released. released. And if it has nowhere to release itself, and there's no vent for that extra air that is produced as part of the natural fermentation process, if it's not released, it will cause the container to burst. And that's exactly what is happening to me. The mashal is, the words in my mind is like new wine that is fermenting in a sealed container. And after a certain point in time, the container bursts. It bursts and all of the liquid comes flowing out. That is what's happening with me. I saw Eve complain. Ideas, thoughts began to percolate in my mind, and I patiently kept them to myself. But it comes a certain point in time, the breaking point, where I'm going to explode and just let Eve have it and let him know why he's suffering in this matter. It's like new wine in a container that is sealed. What kind of container? We're talking about ke'ovos chadashim, in a container, a new container. Because an old container can expand. If you have an old container, so it expands and contracts. But a new container has not yet been broken in, so it does not expand. The only thing, when it's too much pressure, it cracks. It's like a leather container. Not, I told you an earthen container. I mean a leather container. A leather container expands, but it takes time for it to expand. If it's too new, then it will crack when there's too much pressure. If it's chadash, it's going to crack up. Let's say pasuk says the mitzvah to stop it. Kiyayin, kinod yayin, like a flask of wine, ashloi niftach, which has never been opened, v'loi pog tamo, and it's. And the yayin has not been diluted or damaged. It's fresh. The wine is fresh. There's no pigima. There's no defect. The wine has not been. There's no defect in the wine, because wine that is defective does not produce the same degree of pressure like new wine. New wine that ferments produces pressure, but old wine or wine that is sour, vinegar wine, is not going to produce the air which would cause the container to crack, to bust. It's not right. The wine that's pot is not going to ferment. The lozehu chazak bios, and therefore the wine is strong. Arasha yibokea es hanod, it will cause the container to crack. The yotze and to come forth. Uchamo nodos chadash. The pasuk goes on to explain what kind of new wine am I referring to in a container. Kmo nodos chadashim, new containers. Asha yispakea, my hair which crack. Quickly, due to the strength of the wine, asher bohem, the yoytzim kin hayayin me'elav, min ha'kein hadvarim, period. So what is the mashal? That's the mashal. What's the nimshal? Kein hadvarim hashmurim bebitni, the words that are percolating in my beten, ki'ilu yivaku beten, the point is coming where my beten is going to burst, v'yetzu me'elim, the words are going to come spinning out. Now we all know that people need to take insults. I have to come a certain point in time, how much abuse can you take? You can sit and take abuse one day, another day. There comes a certain point in time where but people, after they're abused, they just let it all out on their. They blow their top. Exactly. That's exactly what it means over here. So let's see over here. Rashi, the same exact idea. Hidei bitni. Rashi says the same idea. Hidei bitni bolei ruach devarim roshe botava. My beten is filled with wind. What is the wind? Rashi explains. The wind here is the devarim, the words. Lohashiv betava. That I want to respond with emotion, with desire. I'm chalishing to let Eve know why he's suffering. Kiyayin lo yipasech. Kiyayin chodosh. What kind of wine? New wine. He's taking here the wine, the yayin, in the beginning of the pasuk. It's interesting. And he's applying it to the end of the pasuk where it says chadoshim. Also, kiyayin is assuming yayin chodosh. She'enoi niftach. Like that has not yet been opened, the who noyfeach, and it's swollen. The container swells, expands. The afasech oivos chadashim, and even within oivos chadashim, also within new containers. I'm not sure what it means over here by the af. Means certainly, maybe means certainly. Af sometimes means certainly within new containers. New containers are more susceptible to cracking. And it causes these containers to crack. What are oivos? Oivos are nodos, containers. Asios, kekoimas, adam, gevohim. They're tall containers. They're the size of a human being. They're massively large containers. That's what a node, that's what an ovos means. It's not a common word. Okay, pasik, chof. Yeah? Only in the whole Tanakh. Only time in Tanakh. This is the only time in Tanakh. So that's why he's explaining what is the ovos. It's not just a note. It's a note is a small container. These are massively large containers. Once in Tanakh. Okay. Pasuk.
Is a place name.
Ovos, Kovos? Ovos? Ovidoni. Ovidoni, I don't know. This is Ovos. Kepasik Kasikov. Adabra, the Yirvachli. I will speak and it will be of benefit to me. In other words, I will release myself. I will have relief. Right now, I'm under pressure. When a person holds in his, he suppresses his frustration, it's painful. When I will release my words and I will explain to Eev and to the friends why Eev is suffering, this will be a relief from my psychological pain. Right? Isn't this what a psychologist does? You just listen. Psychologist, you go listen and Adabra, I will speak the year vachli, I will have relief. Eftach sifosai, I will open my lips, right? Hashem sifosai tiftach ve'eneh, and I will respond. Pasuk of the Mitzudos, Adabra, lezos Adabra, therefore I will speak the Vorei, the Oitzi Milin, I will bring forth words, V'yeli bebitni harvocha min hamilui, there will be relief. Eftach, rak, eftach sefosai, all I have to do is open my lips, uvezeaneh, and it, without even thinking, even subconsciously, the words would come out of my mouth, ki advanim yotzu mi'atzmam, legoidel horibui v'gam z'ini melitza, this is an expression, I don't even have to think, I can answer you in my sleep. I'll just open my mouth and the words will flow. They're
so ready.
I'm so ready to give over the answer, to explain to you why I'm sorry. Pasuk Chof Aleph. Okay, now Pasuk, the next two psukim, a powerful stuff. Okay, let's see. Al no esa pnei ish, ve'el adam lo achaneh. Okay, we'll do one interpretation at a time. Eev first says here, I will not favor the face of man. What he's alluding to is as follows. The previous parakim, Eliphaz, Bildad, Tzofar, to different degrees, when they told Eov, their thesis was, Eov, you are a sinner. Let's be realistic. You're suffering. Hashem is perfect. You're only a human being. You're a mortal. You're an Enosh, a frail human being. You've done Averus. Let's face the music. Let's face reality. You're in denial. They're trying to convince him that he did Averos. But they were very careful, each to a different degree, in not saying to his face, Eev, are a Rasha. You, Eev, are a sinner. They spoke in different degrees, there's a person who is a sinner. And that person who has sinned deserves punishment. Who are they describing? Eev. But they would never... I shouldn't say never. There are different degrees. At some point in time, as they responded, they went through different rounds. We got to the third round. They did become a bit more explicit, or at least more direct. But generally, they were indirect in expressing the idea that you, Eev, have done an Avera. It's called a kinoi. A kinoi means we're describing someone else, and we're assuming you will have enough seichel to realize that we are describing you. We're speaking in third person. We're not describing you. Eliyahu says, I'm not going to be like that. I have nothing to fear. Because you, my three friends who are trying to leave, but he's a sinner. That's a pretty nasty approach. There's backlash. There's danger in saying such a thing. So you have to be completely correct. You spoke in mishalim. You spoke in indirect way. The response that I'm going to give to explain why Eev is suffering, there's nothing to be ashamed of. Because I admit, Eev, you're right. You're a tzaddik. You've not done anything wrong. Therefore, I will be able to speak directly to you. I don't have to speak in a roundabout way, in a way that's politically correct. I can direct you. Al-Nah, in this context means I will not. It's not necessary in my response to esot, to favor, to lift up my face, to show favor and kindness and be politically correct, pnei the face of man, meaning you, Eof, I'm going to speak directly to you, v'al odam, and concerning a human being, meaning you, Eof, al achaneh, I will not talk in descriptive words, with descriptive words, but I will address you directly. Let's read the next pasuk habeis, ki lo yodati achaneh, only concerning something that I do not know, achaneh, do I need to speak about something that's indirect, kimat, a small amount. Okay, well, I don't have a clear translation of this. We'll see them mitzudos. And then he says three words which are very difficult. Yisoeini oiseini, may my Creator Hakadosh Baruch Hu may forgive me for what I'm about to say. And what does that all mean? This is a little bit mysterious. So let's go very slow. Let's take a look at Pasuk Chaf Aleph in the mitzudos. Pasuk Chaf Aleph says, Alno Alno. Esa, I will not hine. Ata now, lo esa pnei ish. I'm not going to favor a human being. La hachanif, to flatter. I'm not going to flatter anyone. Lemi, any human being. I'm not going to flatter. La hachanif lemi, kamo. Lechasois al kilono, to cover up their shame. I'm not going to do that. Af lo yadaber el odom. I'm not going to speak el odom to a person bichinuyim, with descriptive terms. Ki ilu, as if ein devori olav. I'm not speaking directly to that person. I'm speaking about someone else. I'm not going to talk in poetic language. I'm going to speak direct. Ela bepe mole, with a full open mouth, meaning direct. Ayached olav hadibur. I will direct my speech. Velo beremes. I'm going to give you a response. I'm going to tell you, Eve, why you are suffering. Not like the three friends who spoke about why there is such a thing in the world, why people suffer, and you, Eve, will figure out that it applies to you. And the reason why your friends were afraid to say you was because they don't want to lose their friendship with you, so they didn't want to attack you directly. I don't need to do that. It's not necessary. Why? Why? Ki lo yodati, okay, net pasuk of beis, ki lo yodati, ko oimer, afim eretz lechanos, why? Okay, here's the way the Mitzudos learns, because I don't know how to do that. Meaning, I am a man of integrity. Here he's coming to say, to criticize the three friends and tell them, you are a bunch of fakers. The reason why you were able to give Eof a reply that was false and was indirect is because that's your nature. You're not a person, you're not people of integrity. You're a bunch of phonies. So a person who's a phony talks in phony terms, talks in indirect, talks roundabout. But a person of integrity, like me, I can talk straight. I'm a sharp shooter. Ki lo yodati, I don't even know how. Even if I would try to talk in roundabout terms, I would not be able to do so. I've been trained from my childhood to be a man of truth. Even if I would want to be mechane, to talk in round in descriptive terms, lo uchal ki kol kach hadavar zor etzli. It is so foreign to me, such a type of speech, ki ilu lo yadati lasoso, as if I don't know how to do it. So that's the first three words of pasuk habeis, ki lo yadati achane. I don't even know how to do it. Even if I wanted to talk in indirect terms, I could not do so because I don't know. I'm a man of integrity. Next word, kim'at. Now what does this word mean? Ki be'ene, in my eyes, korov hadavar, it is near, asher yis rifeni Hashem, asher osani, Hashem will destroy me. Ba'avur avon chanufas hakinui, due to the sin of flattery. So kim'at here means I will turn into a nothing. I will be reduced to kimat means to nothing. By who? By Osani, by my Creator. For if I would attempt to, speak in flattering terms, it would be Navera that Yisoeini Oiseini. Yisoeini here means to lift me up, not to forgive me. According to the Mitzudos, the word Yisoeini means in the book of Mitzudos Sion, Inyan. Havara usreifa. Okay, according to the Mitzudos Sion, the word Mitzudos it means burning. Hashem would destroy me and would reduce me to nothing. Kemat means into nothing. I sinning my Creator. If I would attempt to talk about a human being, to flatter another human being, Chanifa is a terrible aver. The kat of mechanfim ain lechelik la'olam haba. They have no portion in the next world. So therefore, this is what he says. I'm about to begin to according to the Mitzudos. Summarize what we've done over here according to the Mitzudos. I'm now about to give you my response. The response is going to be in Periklam and Gimel. I'm about to give my response, and my response is going to be direct. I'm not going to speak in roundabout terms like you, the three friends, have done so. And even if I wanted to, I could not do so. And if furthermore, I'm putting upon myself a curse that if I were to do so, I should be destroyed and burned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the sin of flattery. So let's read the Pesukim again. Al no. Now, when I begin my response, I will not favor the face of a man. I will not describe a person in roundabout terms. I don't even know how to do this. Even if I tried, I couldn't do it. And if I would do so, I would be deserving of death. Kemat, I would be deserving that I should be reduced to nothing. Yisaeni, by being burned by Oseni, by my Creator. Okay, this is the interpretation of the Mitzudos. Now, let's see Rashi. Rashi, loy achane. What? No, let's wait for later. Because I'm running out of time, I want to tell you another pshat from Rav Schwab. Something very interesting. But we'll leave the summary for the end. But let's see first Rashi. Loy achanea. I'm not going to exchange my words to exchange it for descriptive terms to give honor to the subject. It says in the pasuk, we just had this a few pasukim in the beginning of the parak. This was a tikkun seifrim. He complained to the friends by not. By not giving Eve a proper response, you have declared HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be guilty. And why did he say the word Eif? It's a Lashon, it's a Tikkun Seifrim. We're really referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'mo shamati l'mala, v'yarshiu es Eif, ze kinoi shemeshanes hadibor b'shvil kvoidoi. V'yavzos lo es, I'm not going to do this anymore. Ki b'pe moli oichichenu, I'm going to rebuke him directly. So what we're doing over here is saying, according to Rashi, Rashi is explaining why here he feels the need to say that he's not going to speak in Tikkun Seifrim, because Elihu only a few psukim back did speak with Kinuyim. He did speak. He criticized his friend, the friends of Eve, for not giving a proper answer, and by doing so, you have declared HaKadosh Baruch Hu guilty. Because the world is watching, and the world sees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing an innocent man. So there, he didn't want to say HaMokoyim, instead he said Eif. But now, Elihu says, that was when I was describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now I'm going to describe Eif, and I'm going to give a proper response. I'm not going to go use this poetic language, I'm going to speak directly. Now the problem though with this interpretation is, what then does it mean, Ki lo yodati achaneh? I don't know how to talk in descriptive terms. When according to Rashi, he just spoke in descriptive terms one moment ago when he described Hamokam, when he described Eiv, and when he declared HaKadosh Baruch Hu guilty. So he does know. So what does that mean then? So we have to come on to another interpretation, which I'm going to present in one moment. But let's just read the list. Rashi, Chabez, Kimat, Yasieni, Yisalkeni min Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shall remove me from the world. So here Rashi is learning not like the Mitzudos. The word Yisaeni does not mean to burn, does not mean Havara, but rather means to lift me up. What does it mean here to be lifted up? It means to be removed from the world. Instead of being removed from the world by fire, it just is a figurative expression which means to die. Hashem should take my neshama from this world. Same idea, but different translation of the word. Yisakle yisalkeni min olam. V'yesh poishim yisoeni k'mavatiso aretz miponov. The earth was... Batisa haaretz mipanav was lifted up mipanav. I'm not sure the difference. The difference in translation. In tisa means to be lifted up. Yisalkeni. So yisalkeni means also silik. Silik means to remove. Batisa means to be. Yiseni means to lift up. The earth was lifted mipanav from before him. It's the same idea, either lifted up or removed.
Removed from.
Removed, but yisakel means removed. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, one quick thing before we conclude is Rav Schwab has another interpretation. I think he quotes a source, I don't remember the source is, and he says something very beautiful, and we find many references to this in davening. He says that, go back to Pasuk Chaf Aleph, al no esa pnei ish, I will not favor pnei ish, v'yel odom lo achaneh. An ish and Adam, I will not talk in descriptive terms. But concerning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will speak in descriptive terms. Ki lo yodati, concerning the one who I do not know, who is the one who a human being does not know? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no way a person can fathom the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even a mashahu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence. Concerning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, achaneh, I will speak in descriptive terms. And that fits very nicely with Rashi. See, that interpretation really is the missing part of Rashi. I'm now about to give a response. I'm going to speak to you, Eof. I'm going to talk to you directly. I'm going to address the essence of the matter. The only time there's such a person has a right in this world to speak about the matter and not address the essence of the matter is concerning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because there's no human being in the world that is able to fathom the depth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki lo yodati achaneh, only concerning the Ribbono Shel Olam who I don't know, who's one that one does not know, achaneh, do I speak in descriptive terms. Then he goes on to say kimat. Now kimat, you have to learn that translation, or even Rav Shravan, to one interpretation, he writes the word kimat should be connected to the word achaneh. Even when we are mechaneh, we describe a Kadosh Baruch Hu, our description of Kadosh Baruch Hu is only a ma'at, is only a teeny mashahu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence. We don't have the ability to come anywhere, even scratch the surface of the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the word kimat has to be connected to the word achaneh, concerning ki lo yodati, concerning the Ribbono Shel Olam, who is one that the human being does not know. Then we have the right achaneh kima'at, to describe in descriptive terms a little bit. And then he goes on to say, Yisoeini oiseini, may my creator, may he, according to Rav Shrab, it means may he forgive me. The word se'eini means to forgive sometimes. May forgive me if I say something now that's not proper. I'm about now to this expression of humility, like we say on the Shvirtziba, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Hineni, we have all these expressions of humility before you come before the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm now about to tackle the question of the world, Tzadik V'ra'lo. I'm about to give the ultimate answer. Yisraeli Yosin Miyakalash Baruch Hu, forgive me if I say something that's not 100% accurate. Now, I heard you mentioned from the Anim Zemiros, you saw you have the Achancha V'lo Yidaticha. We say this in the Anim Zemiros Achancha. This comes to Shaz, comes from here. Achancha, concerning your Kodesh Baruch Hu, Achancha, I describe you in descriptive terms. Why? Why can I describe your essence? Because V'lo Yidaticha. Because I have no way of understanding you, no way of knowing your true essence. One classic example of this is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How is HaKadosh Baruch Hu described in the Torah? How do we describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Yud Kei Vav Kei. Right? Yud Kei Vav Kei is the Shem Hashem. What is Yud Kei Vav Kei? We once had a whole shiur on this in Kaddish. We described Kaddish. Why Kaddish? We say Kaddish in Lashon Aramaic. According to the Mepharshim, I don't remember who says that. I have to go back to my notes. But Yud Kei Vav Kei is Aramaic. Is the Aramaic composite of Hoya Hove V'yeh. Hoya Hove V'yeh. Hoya means it's the combination of past, present, V'yeh in Aramaic. Because if it would be in Hebrew, okay, I don't remember the details. I don't want to say what I remember. But basically, the way we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in Lashon Kodesh. The entire Torah is written in Lashon Kodesh, the Holy Tongue. The Holy Tongue captures the essence of every single thing. So we would expect, without any question, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be described in Lashon Kodesh. But the answer is no. Even Lashon Kodesh, even the language which is the essence of everything in this world, does not come close, is incapable of describing the infinite nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only way we can relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what we call kinuyim, is asher lo yodati achaneh. Concerning what I do not know, I only can relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through descriptive terms, by analyzing Hashem's midos, His hanhaga. We can refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an indirect way. A translation is indirect. We have a sentence. A sentence is the true language, whatever language you're describing, whatever language it is, and now you want to go and translate into a different language. When you translate something to a different language, you lose the flavor. It is impossible to capture the flavor of what you're trying to say in its original language. Any language. Let's say I once heard on the radio darshing about French. Right? So they were trying to give them examples of people trying to describe different expressions in French to translate it into English. So this is the Goyish Katzel, just a big deal. And you go to a restaurant and you want a certain type of dish. So there's a way to describe it in French. And you want to go and translate it into English, so the host was giving, totally loses. There's no way in the world you can capture the flavor of what you're trying to say in another language. Now, that's true for French. To translate to English, Yiddish. You always say about Yiddish. You always hear Darshanim say. You always hear Darshanim speak and say. I'll let me say it in Yiddish, because in English you lose the time. If this is true, when you're going from Yiddish to English, from French to English, al achas kama v'kama. When you're going from Lashon HaKodesh, which is the true essence of something, to even Aramaic, Lashon Aramis is a translation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no Lashon Kodesh to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Lashon Kodesh is the true essence of every single object, every single thing in this world. It's impossible to capture HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How then can we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? With the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei. The letters Yud Kei Vav Kei is a composite of three Aramaic words. Hoya, Hove, V'yia. Hashem was, Hashem is, Hashem will be. Three Aramaic words to describe the infinite nature. But it's a description, it's a translation of a concept. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is exactly what it says here in this pasuk in the Yud, Ki lo yodati. Concerning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is a being that I do not know, I cannot define his essence. Concerning him, Einochanami, Achaneh. Him I will describe in descriptive terms with a translation of Yud Kei Vav Kei Hoya Hoveviya, three Aramaic words, past, present, but concerning a human being, a mortal, a mere mortal, him, an Adam, he's a Pnei Ish, and an Adam, so therefore, I'm not going to favor a Pnei Ish, V'al Adam Lo Achaneh, a human being is limited, is defined, him I will describe, not in descriptive terms, by his essence, but concerning a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Yadati, Achaneh, even to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're very limited in how we can describe him, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so infinite, even in the description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from his midos is also only a teeny, teeny mash of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tremes. And now I begin my speech by saying, Yisoeini Oiseini, may you, Hashem, forgive me if I say something that is not 100% accurate in describing this very deep mystery of Tzadik Vira Lo. Okay, we'll leave the review for tomorrow.